Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. We got a new friend with us right now, ladies and gentlemen. John Ehrensmayr is, and perhaps I'm going to ask him if I've correctly pronounced his name. Ehrensmayr, I guess, maybe is the correct pronunciation. He is the founder and the CEO of Small Business Majority, which is an advocacy group focusing largely on healthcare issues, but also he has other issues that he's interested in to help small business owners. And so anybody who wants to help small business owners is automatically a friend of ours. He is our new friend. John, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Did I pronounce your name correctly, Ehrensmayr?
That's correct.
Okay. With a name like Blasingame, John, I try to get other people's names correct. Now, one of the things, John, that I want us to start out talking about. I think we're gonna get into some capital issues in a little bit, but first I want to talk about the healthcare debate, because this is one of the most important debates I think small business owners need to make sure that they're involved in. And I know you agree with me. You and I may agree or disagree on how we get there, but I think we both agree that small business owners need some relief.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's regardless of exactly where you stand on solutions, everyone agrees that that's probably become the single biggest problem facing small business owners today, the ability to get access to affordable health care. It's just getting tougher and tougher as rates
right.
are going through the roof.
Yeah. John, around here, we're not advocates of anything universal, anything that's single payer, any government program where the government is involved in our health care, other than just through tax cuts or maybe credits. But we do like the small business health plans that have been proposed. Mike Inzi proposed those a while back. It passed the House 6 times, never got through the Senate because it couldn't become filibuster proof. And this was where small businesses could actually purchase health care across state lines the way major corporations and labor unions can. What's wrong with that program, John?
Well, I think the goal of a healthcare solution is one where healthcare is available to all small business owners, regardless of their health history and regardless of their age. And one of the problems, I mean, we endorse the desire behind the health plans, which is to bring the cost down and to make more options available.
The mandates is one of the main things.
The mandates? Well, we're not wedded to a particular solution.
Right.
And, in fact, we've endorsed the SHOP bill that's currently pending in Congress now, which actually was written by partially and certainly endorsed by the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business. So, there's a wide range of groups.
Explain the SHOP plan to us.
Well, the SHOP plan would basically set up a large pool that small businesses could buy into across the country, but it would have certain restrictions, and one of them would be that people could not be denied for pre-existing conditions and could not be rated based on health status. And for us,
who would be the fiduciary of that pool? Who would be the manager of that pool? Would it be market based or government based?
Well, it would be market based in the sense that insurance companies would participate in it, but it would be regulated by the federal government. And actually, it would be offered on a state basis, but they would definitely be subject to federal regulations. And
the thing that concerns me about that, John, is if you're a small business owner in California or Connecticut or New York or New Jersey or Massachusetts, somewhere like that, where the government's regulatory hand is pretty heavy, you've got all these mandates that, for example, I'm a long way away from having children of my own. I've got children and I've got grandchildren, but the state program would mandate that I that I have, you know, I pay for in vitro fertilization. You know, even though I'm never going to use that, and so and other things like that. Those kind of mandates are ridiculous, John. With the new program, the SHOP program, would it limit or would it eliminate, I should say, those kinds of mandates that just make costs extraordinarily high?
Well, it would preserve the state regulation that currently exists.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, I want to stress there's a broad coalition of groups supporting this, and including, as I said, the National Federation of Independent Business. So
I'm a member of the NFIB, John, but I'm parting with them on this issue myself. But regardless, I mean, and look, I don't have all the answers. I just know you and I both believe that small businesses need help, and I'm willing to come to a table where we debate these things, and that's what you and I are doing right now, and I really appreciate it. So what are some other things that we need to be doing for healthcare for small business?
Well, the one thing I wanted to point out as we're having this conversation is that we've done extensive polling of small businesses nationally and in a number of states. And while there is a split of opinion about exactly what the role of government is, there's pretty much of a strong majority of small businesses who actually do want government to play a regulatory and sort of oversight role in the process. So there isn't this sort of reflexive desire to keep government out of the process entirely. And, you know, whether it's, you know, whether you're talking about mandates, you're talking about, and by the way, we're not a single-payer organization, so that's not...
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
That's not something that we're necessarily supporting. But small businesses do want government to play an oversight role. It's just become, you know...
The problem, John, is in the program that you're talking about, what it sounds like to me is we're adding the federal layer of regulation, but we're not getting rid of the state layer of regulation. See, that's all we're doing is adding another layer of government in the SHOP program.
Well, I think what the role of government and primarily in the SHOP program is to facilitate pooling.
Yeah,
and the idea that people will be able to buy in, the small business will be able to buy into a larger pool and get the benefit of the bulk pricing.
But a person in Tennessee is going to pay less money than a small business in New York is going to pay because of the mandates.
Right, there are definitely going to be regional differences, and that's okay. But the big issue for us is not. Is to not have people excluded because of their health history.
Right. Now, I agree with that. I think that is an issue that makes healthcare acquisition prohibitive for a lot of small businesses.
It's entrepreneurship. I mean, if someone is at all concerned about their health history, or even something in the future, they're reluctant to leave.
You're right about that, John. Stand by. Quick break. We'll be right back with our new friend John Ahrensmeyer. Right after these messages, we're going to talk about capitalization when we come back. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Little Heart bringing us back. Ann and Nancy Wilson, the Wilson sisters. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. John Ahrensmeyer is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. John is the founder and the CEO of Small Business Majority. John, tell us about your organization and give us your website, please.
Well, we're a national small business advocacy organization founded and run by entrepreneurs and small business owners. We focus on a number of key issues, primarily healthcare, but also access to capital, taxes, and innovation and technology. Our website is www.smallbusinessmajority.org.
All right, so check that out, folks. And John, we'll have you back on the show in the future, and we'll continue to debate the healthcare issue. I suspect a lot will change. A lot of definition will happen after this upcoming election. You know, we'll go one way or the other on this issue, but I'm sure that you and I will still have plenty of things to find in common and plenty of things to debate on that issue. As long as we have one fundamental thing in common, though, John, something good will come from our debate, and that is one thing in common, that is that small business owners are our heroes.
Well, absolutely, and I think any solution to any of these problems are going to be bipartisan. They're going to have to be bipartisan, and we need to come together and figure out common ground.
Yeah, I agree. Let's talk about capitalizing our companies, getting the capital for our businesses. You're working in this area. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, this is obviously a hot topic today, given what's going on in the economy. The, you know, I mean, it's a huge problem for small businesses. I mean, most small businesses, 44% of small businesses rely on credit cards as their primary source of outside financing. Mm-hmm. And the number who are able to get bank loans, it's now down to about 28%, and that's an all-time low. I'm sure that's a number that's based on pre-recent events. So that's probably going to even drop lower. You know, obviously sources of family and friends, private financing is available. But you know, it's there's no reason why small business should be so constrained in terms of credit versus large businesses. And we need to resolve this problem.
What would be your solution?
Well, we've put forth a proposal, which is there's no way it's going to fly politically in the near future, given what's happened with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. But that, you know, we've proposed that, and again, I'm not sure if you're going to be in agreement with this, but that the government, you know, set up a small business credit corporation that would help to provide loans to small businesses now. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, this. I mean, I don't want to get into a discussion of everything that's happened with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and everything.
Well, of course, the SBA guaranteed loans is. I mean, somebody's going to say to you, John, that's what the SBA does with their loan guarantees for small businesses.
Yeah, the problem is those are only available to about 5% of small businesses out there. And the thing about the SBA is, you know, one of the problems with small business borrowing is that. It's so often based on what kind of collateral you have, what your personal assets are, and you know we would really love to see a system where some of the lending is done based on the actual value of the business itself, and not necessarily looking at personal assets.
Right.
The only way you can do that is to get size, is to get
right.
a large pool, so that you're not so that the lender isn't worried about you know individual defaults here and there, and then assessments can be made and pricing can be appropriately done. Based upon the value of the business and not just based on the value of the underlying collateral.
Which what that's going to create, though, John, and I don't disagree with you, but that's going to create a responsibility by business owners to produce regular and accurate financial records that somebody can use to base that value you're talking about. And see, that's one of the problems that small business owners have right now is even if they've got a going business, they don't always produce the best records. Or they don't always do a good job of retaining earnings, or you know what I mean. I see how your mechanism would work, and you know it's the kind of thing that possibly could work, except that you know it's still not going to be a piece of cake for small business owners because they're going to have to do more to justify those kinds of loans than many of them are currently prepared to do. And so I think it can be done. It's just that maybe that would be one good thing, John, would be more business owners would become better managers.
Well, there's definitely a responsibility that goes along with this.
Yeah.
And I don't see anything wrong with that. And there's going to need to
Not
be,
at all.
There would need to be due diligence built into the process. Now it would have to
right.
be built into the pricing of the loans. We're not expecting these loans would be, you know, as the interest rates wouldn't be quite as low as perhaps with some other loans, but they would be
right.
a lot lower than the 20 and sometimes 30% that the credit card companies are charging
right.
now.
Right. Well, you know, John, one thing, and I say this with a great deal of love for small business owners, some businesses don't need to be funded. You know,
well,
I mean,
that's true. I mean, there are businesses that are. Not deserving of credit, and I agree with you, but there are many that are
that don't get that's
and
right.
Could use
yep.
you know could use some technical assistance in helping them to figure
mm-hmm.
out how to keep adequate financial records and do the reporting in a proper way.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I tell you what, I'm gonna have to stop you right now, John, because we run out of time. But when you come back another day, we'll continue to debate these issues. I've enjoyed our visit.
I'd love to do that, Jim, and love to come back.
Give us the website again, please.
Take care.
Give us the website again, John.
Oh, I'm sorry. www.smallbusinessmajority.org.
All right. Thanks, John. We'll see you next time. Quick break, ladies and gentlemen. You do not want to go away, my friends. Austin Kiplinger, a national treasure, a witness to a century, celebrating his 90th birthday right here on the Small Business Advocate Show for the 10th time. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.